Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we'll be beginning the lesson on the Ra, the letter Ra. And if you recall, the Ra is pronounced from which part of the tongue? Tip of the tongue. The letter Ra and the letter Noon, which we covered last time, they both come from the tip, edge of the tongue. And it's pronounced by putting the tongue above the gums. Ar. The Ra in Arabic is a unique letter because it can be pronounced both thick and thin. The Ra can be pronounced both thickly and thin. And one of the rules for the Ra is that we shouldn't troll the Ra. It's not good to roll, like some people, they roll the Ra. For example, they say Ar-Rahman. See how the Ra is being trolled? That's considered a defect in the Ra, or not correct. Ar-Rahman, like this, see how the tongue is moving up and down? Right? This is called tikrar in Arabic. It should be avoided. But it can be rolled a little bit, like especially if it's thick, like once only. For example, wal-asr, wal-asr. You can roll it one time to get the thick sound of the Ra, but not more than that. So the Ra, generally speaking, it should not be pronounced more than one time, because then you're making many Ra's and not just one. You're saying Ar-Rahman, you just like 10, you made a whole bunch of Ra's on the word Ar-Rahman. That Ar-Rahman becomes Ar-Rahman, you see, but you're doing it very quickly. So it should only be pronounced one time in order to make the Ra correctly. Especially when it has a sukoon on it or it has a shadda on it. For example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So it shouldn't be Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But also, it has a shadda, so we don't want to say Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. And we didn't do the shadda at all. So we have to have the shadda on the Ra. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Also, the Ra. Now, here is the unique part about the Ra. The letter Ra in Arabic can have a full sound, a thick sound, and it can also have the thin sound. We've been talking about the thick sound, right? When it has like a O sound to it, a Ra. And also, it can be pronounced thin. Ri. Very thin. Rijan. Sharri, min sharri ma khalaq. Right, so the Ra can come out thin or can become out thick. When is the Ra pronounced thick sounded? When it has a fatha or a dhamma on it. For example, ar-Rahman has a fatha on it. Then it comes out with a thick sound, an O sound. And if it has a kasra on it, then it comes out thin. In some recitations, they make the Ra thin even if it has a fatha or a dhamma. But we're not covering the warsh and the other recitations, we're covering hafs. Hafs is a very easy rule. If it has a fatha or a dhamma, we make it thick. If it has a kasra, make it thin. It's very easy. Let's look at these two examples just to give you an example of how people mispronounce the Ra. The first one where it says hafs, correct? وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. You notice how I pronounce the Ra thick? أَدَرَاكَ. Ra. O sound, because why? Fatah on it, right? In Warsh, or if somebody doesn't know Tajweed, they pronounce the Ra halfway between thick and thin. This is how they pronounce it in Warsh. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. Adareka, not raka, they say reek, comes out between thick and thin. The brother's not here, brother Abdullah, or else he would read it for you in a very nice voice. Wama adareka malqari'a. Is that right? That's the Warsh recitation. And then in our recitation, wama adareka malqari'a. The Ra should be given thick and O sound to it. Ra. Not Re. Re is thin and halfway in between. Okay, so it should be pronounced raw, not ra. Adareka, adaraka is the correct way of pronouncing it. In the case when the ra has a kasra, then we make the mouth wide and we make it thin. Sometimes it's pronounced thick or thin depending on what it comes before it, if it has a sukun. See, there's a tricky case. We didn't talk about this. Fatha and dhamma is thick, kasra is thin. What if it has a sukun on it? Now what do you do? You look at the letter before it. And some, what if the letter before also has a sukun? For example, wal asr. Ra has a sukun, and the sad also has a sukun. So you can look to the third letter before it. But there's some other special rules, and we're going to go over that separately, inshallah. Because sometimes there's more than that involved. It depends on if there's a very thick letter after it or before it. It can also pronounce affect the pronunciation of the ra. But generally speaking, the fatha or dhamma is thick, kasra is thin, sukun, then you look at the letters before it, inshallah ta'ala. Do you recite warsh, brother? No? Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Okay. So we'll cover these, inshallah, in a more detailed lesson, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So it's very important to keep learning tajweed and not quit. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, Ramadan's over. Alhamdulillah, I learned enough tajweed for next year. But we have to keep going, inshallah, after Ramadan, and keep learning these lessons. Inshallah, Allah will give you great rewards in the Jannah for learning the beneficial knowledge of recitation of the Quran. And He'll give you much happiness and honor. Of course, this is something very beneficial to learn. And it's very good because what we're learning, when we learn these rules, it's not somebody made up these rules. It's been passed down through so many chains of ulama, from unbroken chain, going back to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An unbroken chain. So all of those ulama are in the chain. But when you're learning this knowledge, you're learning it through that chain of narration. So this is a very... Exactly like this. He recited all the different ways. Because the different tribes, they had different dialects. So Warsh was taken from one of the dialects, and Hafs was taken from one of the other dialects. And Allah, He revealed the Quran in seven dialects. Seven, what they call Ahruf. So the Prophet ﷺ, he would hear one dialect from Jibreel ﷺ, and then he told Jibreel that my people cannot understand only one dialect, they have so many different dialects. So Jibreel came and revealed it in another dialect. And he kept asking him until he revealed seven dialects of the Qur'an. Especially in the beginning of the Risala, the tribes were all spread out and separate, and so they had to learn the Qur'an. But towards the end, the Quraysh accepted Islam, and the Quraysh were the dominant tribe in Arabia. They took care of the Kaaba. So everybody respected the Quraysh. All over Arabia, they respected the dialect, the Quraysh, and that was the one language that everybody could respect. Otherwise, if you chose any other tribe language, people would, some would take it and not. But since everybody honored the Kaaba, the Quraysh language was considered the most honorable. So in the final review of the Quran with the Prophet ﷺ, Jibreel ﷺ, he recited it in the Quraysh dialect. And that's where Hafs came out of that final recitation. And Uthman radiallahu anhu, he wrote down the Quran in that dialect. And for example, in Arabic, there's several dozen words for the word lion. You have Asad, you have Qaswara, you have so many words. So in some of the dialects, one word was used, in the other dialect, the other word was used. But then Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he made he wrote it down, the Quran, and the riwaya, or the dialect of the Quraysh, that dialect he wrote it down. So nothing of the Quran was lost, because the different riwayas, they didn't change the meaning. The different ahruf that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it didn't affect the meaning at all. It just affected the translation, the pronunciation of the words, so that people could understand it better. So that's why today we have these different narration of the Quran. It's a result of those various sounds amongst different dialects. And it doesn't mean that we have different Qurans. They're all the same. But so slight differences. You see, adaraka, adareka. That was just the way that you would pronounce it. And so there's seven what they call mutawatir dialects, or you know, this is only two we're showing here. But if you can, you can get a PhD in the qira'at. I was telling a brother, you know, when you go to the university, you want to major in the qira'at, recitation of the Quran. You study like 4 years, or maybe master's or PhD. Precondition to go in the bachelor's is that you already memorize the whole Quran. You already memorize the whole Quran. Now you go, you're even allowed to apply. You don't memorize the Quran, don't even bother applying. Then you spend 4 years up to 8 years studying the qira'at. So much knowledge. I mean, what we're learning now is the very, very basics of the qira'at. You know, each qira'ah has very special, unique rules and ways of pronouncing, you know, in each of the qira'at. So you actually have to recite it to the shaykh in all of the qira'at before you get the ijazah. To get the ijazah in the ashara qira'at. Okay, so the ra, going back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will continue at going through the ages until the Day of Judgment, inshaAllah ta'ala. As long as devout people, they want to change themselves by this knowledge, to be devoted to this ilm, inshaAllah the knowledge will continue being taught by our ulama, inshaAllah. Okay, so we have a few examples here on the end of the page. InshaAllah we'll go very quickly through them. Min sharri ma khalaq. Is it thick or thin? Thick. Sharri or sharri? Thin. Brother said thick. You said thick?
I said thick.
Thin, okay, yes. It has a kasra and a ra. Sharri, not sharri. Also pay attention to the qalqala, khalaq. The second ayah, qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Okay, where's the ra? What is the, is it thick or thin?
Thick.
Thick. There's a dhamma, right? Kafirun. Kafirun. Qul ya ayyun kafirun. Don't miss the alif. Kafirun. Kafirun. The third ayah, very important ayah. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. See the shadda on the ra? I pronounce twice. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Is it thick or thin, the ra? Thick. Yes. Nir Rahim. Shadda and ra. Naham. The fourth ayah. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Okay, so the ra. Walal akhiratu khayrun. They're both thick, right? Yes. And the fifth ayah. Wal fajr. Gonna make the ra thick, but not rolling. Not fajr. Wal fajr. It's a little bit tricky. Qalqala on the jeem also. Fajr. And the last one. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Is that right? Wa min sharri. Is that right? No. Trick question.
Min sharri.
Sharri. Smile and make it thin. Sharri, yes. Thin letter here. Sharri hasidin idha hasad. Dal is a qalqana. Hasad has an echoing sound on it. Okay, so these are any questions about the ra? InshaAllah ta'ala. Echoing sound is called qalqala in Arabic, and there's six letters. Qutta, B, Jad, five letters. Qut, Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jim, and Dal. Whenever you have a sukoon, you have to make it echo, like falaq, not falaq, falaq, ahad, watab. These letters, they echo. Hajj, they have the echoing sound on it, called qalqana. Only when they have the sukoon. If it has a haraka on it, a vowel, then you don't make the echo sound. So here you have hasada, hasada, wal-fajr, not wal-fajr, wal-fajr, wal-fajr. There's an echoing on the jeem, inshallah ta'ala. The first ayah, wa min sharri, sharri ma khalaq. Hear that echoing sound? It's called qalqala, inshallah ta'ala. Good question. Any other questions? Okay. How about we start over here? Yes. Go ahead, Brother Hassan. Start us out. Okay. The ra in rajim, is it thin or thick?
Thick.
Rajim.
خلق
خلق yes very good
قل يا أيها الكافرون
good pronounce the noon on the end كافرون
قل يا أيها الكافرون
okay you have a stuffy nose I think right yeah okay that's okay we'll excuse you today for the noon yes afternoon you have to pronounce the noon better yes, Brother Ashraf. Okay, this the ha is a little bit more air in it. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Yes, Rahim. Yes.
Walal-Akhiratu khayrun laka min al-Ula.
من الأولى.
من الأولى.
Yes. Do you know what surah this is? Which one? والضحى. Yes. والضحى. Yes. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر.
Okay, try to hold the ra, but give it thickness. والفجر.
والفجر.
Yes. Good. Do you know what surah that is?
والفجر.
Trick question, yes.
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Yes. Good. Is that all okay? Yes. What else?
من شر ما خلق.
Make the خاء thick. خلق. Good.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
Good. Make the noon a little bit clearer. كافرون.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
Good.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay. Make the shadda a little clearer on the ra. الرحمن
الرحمن الرحيم
yes
وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى
good
والفجر
okay the ra came out thin والفجر
والفجر
yes
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Okay, make the ذال from between the front teeth. إذا حسد.
إذا حسد.
Try not to make the keep. You're putting the tongue inside. Put it out. Not إذا إذا.
إذا حسد.
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 Very good. No. Jazakallah khair. Yes, brother. رحيم
من شر ما خلق
اوكي لا
شر ما خلق
اوكي try to make the cough stronger خلق
خلق
لا خلق خلق
خلق
yes thick sound خلق
من شر ما خلق
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 yes see how it's thick not كاف خلق خلق
قل يا أيها kafirun.
Okay, kaf is thin, not kafirun, kafirun.
Ya ayyuhal kafirun.
Good. Now, mashallah. Yes, brother.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Yes.
وللآخرة خير وللآخرة وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى.
Okay. See the lam in the word laka? There's a shadda on the lam. Yes.
وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى.
Good. Very good, mashallah. Very good, yes.
Wal Fajr.
Okay, make it thick. Wal Fajr.
Wal Fajr.
Yes.
Wal Sharri Hasidin Ida Hasad.
Okay, make more air on the Hasidin Ida Hasad.
Wal Sharri Hasidin Ida Hasad.
Hasad.
Ida Hasad.
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 Yes, I got it. Yes, wa alaykum salam wa salam.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
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 Yes, if you make it a little thicker, it will be like a khalaq.
Min sharri ma khalaq.
Yes.
Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun.
No. Good. Yes, wa Yes, you like to troll the Ras. I remember this. He said, Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Okay, try to hold the Ra. Don't let it repeat too many times.
Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Okay, first one, you said, Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
He's trolling, right? And then you have to push the tongue to the top of the mouth. Push it up so it doesn't move. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Okay? Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Ar-Rahmanir-Rahim.
Rahim.
Rahim.
Now you got it. Good. See? Push the tongue up and it won't vibrate as much. Yes. Good. Not laka, laka. Yes. And the lam to not laka, laka.
Laka
min al ula.
Laka min al ula.
Not ka, laka.
Laka.
Yes. Good, good, mashallah. Yes, well, mashallah.
Wal Fajr.
Good, yes.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ
Okay, the zal came out like zal a little bit. You want to put the tongue and between the two teeth. إِذَا
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ
Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Yes, brother in the back. Yes. Okay, make the lam thin. خلاق. Now, yes. Okay, try to hold the air back. Don't say قل. قل يا. قل يا. كافرون. Good. Jazakallah. What's your name, brother? Ismail. Ismail, yes, I asked you before, yes.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Naam.
Walal-Akhiratu Khayrun Laka Min Al-Ula.
Okay, try to make the calf a little thinner. Laka Min Al-Ula.
Walal-Akhiratu Khayrun Laka Min Al-Ula.
Okay, and make the alif a little bit thinner. Ula, ula.
Ula.
Very good, yes. Jazakallah khaira. And do any questions on the letter Ra? Inshallah ta'ala. No questions? Okay, جزاكم الله خير. May Allah bless you with the Quran العظيم. صلى الله على محمد آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله خير.